from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Ivan Botha, ek wil sê entrepreneur, besigheidsman, extraordinaire, TV-aanbieder en restauranteur. Ek kan aan en aan en aan gaan. Baie welkom op die show, Ivan.
Ach, dankie julle. Dit is wonderlik om hier te wees.
Hoor. It's such a pleasure having you in, man. Ivan is here because we're talking side hustles today. Especially in this economy.
Ja, verstaan. En as enige iemand daai pressure en idees rondom entrepreneurskap verstaan, is dit jy. Maar jy het eintlik nie net 'n besigheid begin. Jy het eers in die korporatiewe wêreld ingegaan. So wat was van die lesse wat jy in daai ervaring by die bank in bemarking geleer het wat jy nou toepas in jou besighede?
Ros, ek dink dis 'n voorreg dat mense eintlik uit 'n koöperatiewe omgewing kan begin en dan 'n klein besigheid kan oopmaak. Ons het altyd gesê we're a small business with big business thinking en ek dink dit is wat klein besighede moet weet. Jy moet nie klein droom nie, jy moet groot droom. So ja. Stel jou besigheid op sodat hy van die begin af 'n groot besigheid gaan word.
Dink soos 'n besigheid, gedra jou soos 'n besigheid.
Totally, definitief, ja.
I wanted to know do you think when is iets wat mense altyd sê? And I've had this discussion, there's talked about on social media and so on. Some people are just, you know, entrepreneurs at heart. And some people say, oh no, it's something you can learn. Don't you dis iets wat mense net het?
I think it's a combination. I definitely think there are certain natural entrepreneurs. I actually think most entrepreneurs are made. You're either forced into it or the right opportunity at the right time. But no, I don't think there's kind of this, you know, that you've got the unique genes to become an entrepreneur. I think too many people would then be excluded from being entrepreneurs. I think entrepreneurs are made. I call it a opportunity mindset. I think that's where it all starts. And I think that's what most entrepreneurs have is to say, listen, there's an opportunity. And even in a country like ours, hell of a lot of problems, so many opportunities.
Yeah, I wanted to actually chat about those problems because sometimes those problems and the challenges that you face as an entrepreneur, especially, that is actually what shapes you. And dit is die ding wat jou maak dat jy bietjie van 'n dikker vel het. So wat is van die uitdagings wat jy al in jou besighede ervaar het waarby jy eintlik geleer het?
Jo, klomp goed. COVID was probably the best lesson we could have ever had. I mean, that stretched every business to its limits. And also probably the importance of good partners. Definitely make sure that you enter business with the best partners that has the same vision and also probably the same work ethic. And choose a partner with grit. I think that's important. And South Africans have grit. I think that's the advantage. That's why the world is looking for South Africans to come and work there. Is because we've got grit.
Yeah, that makes a very good point. And I think the thing about partnership is so important, especially if you're starting a side hustle from home. We got so many voice notes in earlier from people going, oh, well, COVID came along and we started doing this, or I did that. A couple of people, you know, I've started teaching the things I'm passionate about. It was a question we had earlier. If you're starting a side hustle, if you have a 9-to-5 and you've got something on the side, do you feel like it's better to go with a passion project as opposed to I'm going to chase more money? Want a yellow job is klaar a yellow job.
Yeah. I think it's a bonus when kind of passion and business meets. I've got that, a love for food, a love for entrepreneurship, and then obviously a love for business. I think it's a bonus when those two worlds meet. I think the ideal scenario is a 9-to-5 and then starting something on the side, figuring out whether it could actually work. It massively decreases your risk. I think that's the most ideal is don't just jump without having some security. And I think if I could do it over again, I would have probably done my side hustle longer, you know, while having a full time job. You know, I jumped kind of without having another opportunity at that stage. So yeah.
Jumping must be very scary when you're at that point where the side hustle where you think, okay, maybe I can actually make a full time go of this.
I think that's a problem is people never jump. I think that's what holds most people back is this fear of jumping actually ensures that nobody actually takes the leap.
Yeah.
And I think we overestimate how big this jump actually is. And I think that's what COVID gave us. It gave us the taster of what entrepreneurship could potentially be. COVID was our push. And I think that's a good thing. It pushed so many people into entrepreneurship. And I think that's the magic. You know, the side hustle, it's not a side hustle. It's another job. you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I think COVID gave us all that push that all of us were kind of scared to take. It's exciting.
I'm so glad you did jump, because I had the Southern Fried Eggs Benedict the other day and at the Whippet, and I can't tell you, it was probably one of the top 10 meals I've eaten in my life.
That makes me happy.
So ek is baie bly dat jy wel gespring het. So nou, as jy die sprong gemaak het, die besigheid doen goed, alles gaan soos wat het moet gaan, wanneer weet jy, okay, dis nou tyd om te groei, so dis nou tyd om nog 'n sprong te maak?
It's definitely the most difficult part. So I always say starting a business is easy, growing it is the difficult part. It differs from person to person, but I think for entrepreneurs to have a growth mindset, that is important. Growth is the inevitable, the inevitable part. So, but I think the when it's right to jump, for me it was kind of when I realized that my end was in corporate. I just knew it, and I just had enough of a 9-to-5, so my jump was that. But I think it differs from person to person.
We're talking side hustles today. Our guest is Diman Boete, owns a string of great restaurants, been an entrepreneur for ages, but started out in the corporate world, like many of us, and now just doing your own thing. We got a couple of questions, and Diman, do you feel like fielding a couple here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to start with Martijn's question.
Hey, Rob and Roz, I love the show. My question that I want to ask Diman is, I've got a woodwork company I started sort of a while ago with my friend, and we've been working on a lot of different items, but do you think it's better to specialize in one particular item and then grow it from there?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, Martijn, specialize, do one incredible item, get social traction on that, and then introduce that base to some new items that you develop along the line, yeah.
I suppose that makes sense, as opposed to saying, I do this million things.
Yeah.
Be like, this is the one thing I do and I'm great at it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if you're small, you're supposed to be nimble, movable.
Yes,
that's your power. Don't be big when there's power in being small. So go niche and be movable.
Okay. Somebody else says, who do you need to look at in terms of partners, like a good accountant?
Oh, yeah.
And dis 'n goeie vraag, because I've heard this conversation. I saw someone on Twitter literally yesterday going, I started my last two businesses with this person as my accountant, and they were the best I've ever worked with. It never occurred to me that, like, these people are also your partners. People are going to help you do tax. Mm. People are going to help you do all the financial things and so on. You know, it doesn't just have to be your brother-in-law.
No, listen, I do. All my business is done with family. That's a discussion by itself. a good partner is often the person that has a different set of skills. I think that's important. It has to be the opposite to you. I think that's why my business relationships work incredibly well. It's me, myself, Brom, Suzanne, and the guys, and they've got skills that I definitely don't have, and that's okay. I think people often think you have to be good at everything. That's not true. You know, you can pull in different people that have the skills that you actually don't have.
Wat is jou sterkpunt en wat bring hulle jou besigheidsvennote?
I'm good at building brands and marketing and sales and kind of overall business strategy. That's what I'm good at. My business partners, especially Bram, is good at numbers, detail, operations, stuff that don't really give me energy, makes him wake up.
Yeah.
But that's important. So, yeah.
So, Diman, wat doen jy as 'n entrepreneur as iets nou nie vir jou uitwerk nie? So kyk wat byvoorbeeld met Flight gebeur het. Daar was groot opwinding oor Flight wat in die Bank City B&B gebou was. Yeah. It was your second kind of thing. Whippet Linden as well, Melville as well. Like, daar was julle paar goed wat jou, you can call them setbacks. How do you go from being so successful that you can grow to now having to then go back because there've been challenges in the way?
Setbacks is part of being an entrepreneur. I don't think anybody had, you know, only moved forward in a straight line. I don't think any of the top entrepreneurs did that.
Yeah.
I think I always like the term of saying, you know, failing forward. It sounds like a cliche, but it's absolutely true. It's the direction in which you fail which is important. So Melville was a massive disappointment, as was Flight, but it didn't kill my spirit. As long as it doesn't kill your spirit, then it's okay. You know, it's part of what entrepreneurship is about.
And I think that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people, is because if the business doesn't work or if an idea doesn't work, it's not a reflection on you. you are not a failure. You are not a bad person. You are not a bad business person. Mm. Sometimes things just don't work out.
Totally, totally.
And there's verskillende faktore wat daarna toe kan lei. And it's not necessarily because you were lazy or because you sucked.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I mean, you know if you were lazy and you sucked.
Rob would tell you.
Let's hope that is not the case. Dion Boetse is our guest this afternoon.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.